your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a winter weather advisory that'll go into effect tonight. Otherwise, increasing clouds, isolated rain showers this afternoon, mid-40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy rain and snow, becoming all snow, upper 20s, accumulations of 3 to 5 inches. For tomorrow, scattered snow showers early, then clearing skies in the upper 40s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, frost at 27. Right now, it's 39.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President Biden is expected this week to issue a pledge to slash America's greenhouse gas emissions over the next decade. He will host a global climate summit where a war of leaders will be likely watching to see how far he'll go to ensure the commitment is met. The commitment, coupled with new actions that Biden may order departments and agencies to take, could ramp up the pressure on agriculture to help reduce the nation's carbon footprint. Ahead of the summit, some 310 corporations, including many in the food, beverage, and cotton apparel sector, called on the president to release a nationally determined commitment, or NDC, that the U.S. would cut its carbon emissions in half by 2030 compared to the 2005 levels. Agriculture accounts for about 9% of U.S. emissions. Global leaders will be watching to see not only what the pledge is, but what concrete steps the administration promises to carry out. That, according to Debbie Reed, executive director of the Ecosystems Services Market Consortium. She says other countries are still wary of the U.S. and haven't been the best partners, certainly, over the last 4 years, she said. The impact of the new U.S. NDC on farmers depends in part on how far the president goes in requiring federal departments and agencies to take action to reduce emissions in the attainment of the target, Reed said. For example, USDA purchases of ag carbon credits and increased USDA spending for conservation practices that reduce emissions could be counted towards meeting the U.S. target. Those actions could also have the effect of tightening the supply of private carbon credits and increasing their value. The leaders invited to the summit that takes place Thursday and Friday around Earth Day represents the 17 biggest economies, which in turn is about 80% of emissions. Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, said the U.S. is one of the largest emitters, but so are a number of countries who will be represented by their leaders at the summit. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we continue to evolve and adapt through the COVID-19 pandemic, a new idea has come out about how to try and catch and identify the virus that includes COVID-19 sniffing dogs. As Cake News reports that the latest discovery shows that many dogs can detect COVID-19 with a near 96% accuracy.
Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, dogs have an amazing ability to scent the world around them, so it doesn't surprise me that we can use it in that way. We've been finding new ways to use that ability for years, from cancer to human remains to bomb detection. So, I mean, it's not surprising.
That was Kelly Spencer, a specialty trainer and owner of Family Dog Training and Behavioral Center in Wichita on Cake News. The study was done by the University of Pennsylvania, and some are optimistic about the use of dogs with opening up public spaces and large venues again, but they say it's too early to know for sure. At American Network News.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine. Paid for by AARP.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Wichita city leaders are considering overhauling their ethics code and for the first time setting a limit on gifts to city council members. The proposed rules drafted over the past year would ban gifts of more than $150 a year and establish an anonymous hotline for reporting ethics violations. The city council will decide later this spring whether to adopt the new rules. Mayor Brandon Whipple has pushed for the reforms to restore public confidence after several high-profile ethical breaches in city government led to several local officials leaving office in recent years and raised questions about the city's bidding process. In other news, former Kansas City Chiefs tight end and longtime Missouri politician Fred Arbonas has died. Arbonas was a key member of the Chiefs' first two Super Bowl teams in the 1960s and 70s. The Jackson County Democrat Party, for which Arbonas was a major player for more than four decades, announced his death at the age of 82 in a brief statement. No cause was given. A member of the Chiefs Hall of Fame, Arbonas was a six-time All-AFL selection and was picked to the all-time AFL team by the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Good America Network News.
Slow down your pace, speed up your internet, savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. An 18-year-old Lexington man has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder and a felony weapons count in the January shooting death of a 15-year-old. Court records show Ramon Gonzalez Romero entered the plea earlier this month. His trial is set to begin on July 13th. Prosecutors say Gonzalez Romero shot Giovanni Gandara early in the morning hours of January 2nd during an altercation in Northwest Lexington. Friends took Gandara to a Lexington hospital where he was pronounced deceased. Police have said a gun used in the fatal shooting has been recovered. Nebraska's unemployment rate in March dropped to 2.9%, tying the state for the lowest rate in the country. The Nebraska Department of Labor reported Friday that the rate was down from 3.1% in February and marked a 0.2% decline from March of 2020. Nebraska's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate has reached pre-pandemic levels. Mid-America Network News.
You want certified protection on any pre-owned vehicle, any make or model, all in one location? Head to Rusty at Ford.
If you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further. Want a certified pre-owned Honda? Come to Rusty at Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Toyota? Come to Rusty at Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Chevy, Jeep, or Ram? Come to Rusty at Ford. We're now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. Over 300 to choose from. With Rusty at Ford's Blue Advantage program, receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage with every vehicle going through a 139-port inspection. Rusty at Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
We've taken the shopping out of the equation, and the solution is simple. Rusty at Ford, your certified pre-owned powerhouse. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners voted unanimously last week to approve the haul route, cable route, decommissioning cost analysis and improvement project for the Irish Creek Wind Farm. The improvement agreement includes an initial payment of $779,350 for repair or replacement of five bridges and one culvert throughout the haul route, and annual payments of $85,000 to be distributed among affected townships in a manner by the board deemed reasonable for the county. The board discussed speed limit reductions on certain haul route roads. The non-posted speed limit is 55 miles per hour, which could be reduced. However, there will be continuous water trucks running to control dust, and it likely will not be needed to lower the speed limit. Situation will be monitored and recommendations made accordingly. In addition, magnesium chloride will be used for dust control in front of homes. There will be weekly project meetings conducted throughout the project and will include a county commissioner and the county engineer. County Councilor and the board discussed the 30 by 30 land acquisition. He feels it's a federal law versus states' rights, but we need to address this at the local level and will stay apprised of a situation and remain proactive. The Washington County Deputy Appraiser advised commissioners last week that property valuations have gone out and property owners have 30 days to appeal. Personal property valuations will go out May 1st with 2 weeks to protest. The Lynn Booster Club presented a request for assistance with $41,000 remaining due on the Lynn Community Center project for equipment, advising that $197,000 has been raised toward the project. They are constructing a community facility that will include workout equipment in the extension and the new gymnasium at Lynn High School. Discussion continued on revising the neighborhood revitalization program, with Raleigh Ordine suggesting a 10-year timeline, double the current 5-year period. No action was taken, and the county attorney and appraiser will be included in conversations. Nemahal County Commissioners met last week with Granada Township Board members regarding the process for declaring some roads minimum maintenance. No actions were taken. County attorney spoke to commissioners about the process to be followed if Nemahal County would switch to a county unit road system instead of the current county township unit road system. County attorney also presented a draft of a resolution that declares Nemahal County support of the Second Amendment of the Constitution. That resolution was approved unanimously. Commissioners asked if the current moratorium would allow for construction of the Grain Belt Express project in Nemahal County. They approved the appointment of Janelle Niehaus to the Kansas Mental Health and Guidance Center Governing Board to finish Tim Burdick's term, which expires the end of December. An approval was given for purchase of a new skid loader with bucket for the Road and Bridge Department at a cost of $15,500.
Marjorie I. Perry, age 95, formerly of Axtell, passed away Friday. Graveside service Wednesday, 2 p.m. at the Rose Hill Cemetery, Axtell. Visitation Tuesday, 3 until 8, at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Perry. Dr. F.M. Max Beam, age 95, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Visitation at noon. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Dr. Max Beam.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's that time of year again. It's back to school time. Hi, my name is Terry Harries. I'm the kindergarten teacher at Good Shepherd Lutheran School here in Marysville. If you're looking for a Christ-centered school with small class sizes, we invite you to call the school and set up an appointment to come check out our facilities. You can reach us at 562-3181. Please leave a message if no one answers and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Or you can send us a message on Facebook. We look forward to hearing from you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a cold front that will move in across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, bringing some cold air behind it. And that's going to bring us some rain and snow showers, becoming all snow as we head into the overnight hours, into the early morning hours with some accumulation. Otherwise, the system will move out of here. We'll see dry weather as we head into Wednesday, and we'll start to see some warmer temperatures. So across the area, winter weather advisory goes to effect tonight. Otherwise, increasing clouds, isolated rain showers this afternoon. Temps in the mid-40s. Tonight, rain and snow becoming all snow, upper 20s, accumulations at 3 to 5 inches. For tomorrow, scattered snow showers early. We'll see temps in the upper 40s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, frost in the upper 20s. For Wednesday, we'll have mostly sunny skies. We'll see temperatures 50, and Wednesday night, partly cloudy. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Coming down the runway now from Reflections Hallmark is a crochet cardigan with fringe trim. Absolutely says spring. Perfectly accessorized with an aqua crossbody bag and silver earrings. The entire Reflections clothing and accessories line this spring has just been stunning. You won't want to miss out on this collection. Reflections in downtown Marysville, more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature mid-April 69, record high on this date 94. The average low 43 and the record low 25. Sunset this evening, 8:08.
Sunrise in the morning at 6:44.
It's a holiday today, but only if you live in Maine or Massachusetts. We explore Patriots Day on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 19th, the 109th day of the year. Actor Tim Curry was born on this day in 1946, and in 1934, Shirley Temple appeared in her first film, Stand Up and Cheer. If you live in Maine or Massachusetts, you probably have the day off from work or school. It's Patriots Day, which is observed every year on the third Monday in April. It commemorates the battles of Lexington and Concord, which were both fought in 1775 and famously includes the shot heard round the world. The day is marked with reenactments in the two states, and in Wisconsin, schools hold their own observances. It shouldn't be confused with Patriot Day, which honors those who were lost in the September 11th attacks on America. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
When you have a debit card, you can pay as you go and not build up debt on costly credit card balances. Our debit cards are convenient, easy to use, and accepted at merchants everywhere. Each month, we supply an accurate, easy-to-read statement of all your debit transactions, freeing up your quality time for your family. Debit cards, better than plastic and easy to use. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Like new and priced right, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has several vehicles in on trade. Most are one owners. They have a 2019 Buick Enclave Essence, 2014 Ford Taurus, a 2014 Chevy Traverse, 2013 Buick LaCrosse, and a 2012 Buick Enclave. Yours at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Hey, you got bats in the belfry? Actual bats nesting inside your home. Now is the time to get them relocated. Call Matt Smith at 713-9088 to get them moved professionally. Bats may be great for the local ecosystem, but they're not so great for your home or health. Matt will help them find their new home. Call today, 713-9088. Again, that's Matt at 713-9088. Don't wait until it's too late to move them.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Salvador Perez hit a two-run homer in the seventh inning yesterday to propel the Kansas City Royals to a 2-0 victory over the Toronto Blue Jays. Brady Singer kept the Blue Jays off the board through six innings, and Kyle Zimmer and Josh Staumont each worked a perfect inning before Greg Holland finished off the two-hitter. Perez's go-ahead shot came one day after his two-out walk-off homer gave the Royals a 3-2 win and a split of their doubleheader. Kansas City also won the opener Thursday night to take a series from Toronto for the first time since September of 2017. Former Kansas City Chiefs tight end and longtime Missouri politician Fred Arbonas has died. Arbonas was a key member of the Chiefs' first two Super Bowl teams in the 60s and 70s. The Jackson County Democratic Party, for which Arbonas was a major player for more than four decades, announced his death at the age of 82. I'm Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Did you know that Rusty Eck Ford can certify any pre-owned vehicle, regardless of make or model? So if you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Rusty Eck Ford.
While we have a wide variety of Ford certified vehicles, we are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. That's right, virtually all makes and models in over 300 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. With Rustiac Ford's Blue Advantage program, you'll receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage on Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, and more. And every one of these vehicles is run through a 139-point inspection, offering you total peace of mind. Rustiac Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
There's no worry here at your certified pre-owned powerhouse, Rustiac Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustiacFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
Tyson Etienne, the Shockers' top scorer from last season, announced on social media last night that he has declared for the NBA draft, but will maintain his college eligibility during the process. Etienne averaged 16.3 points per game in 22 games last season. He started all 22 of those games for the Shocks. If Etienne returns to the Shockers, he would be entering his junior season. Alex Bowman passed Denny Hamlin on a restart with 10 laps to go and drove away at Richmond Raceway for his third career victory in the NASCAR Cup Series. Bowman produced a stunning conclusion to a race that Hamlin had dominated along with Martin Truex Jr. and Joey Logano. With all eyes on Hamlin and Logano on the restart, Bowman ducked inside Hamlin, easily gained the spot, and held it to the finish to become the eighth winner in 9 Cup races this season. Hamlin did hang on to finish second, followed by Logano, Christopher Bell, and Truex. I'm Rick Averett, Mid-America Network Sports.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
At Galloway Wiegers in Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Be part of the world's largest secular celebration and join billions of people around the world as we celebrate Earth Day on April 22nd. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Earth Day was the brainchild of Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson. He wanted to raise awareness and concern for our environment through outreach and education. In 1970, more than 20 million people and thousands of schools and local communities participated in the first Earth Day. In 1990, the celebration went global. Today, the Earth Day Network collaborates with more than 17,000 partners and organizations in over 174 countries. Be a part of this yearly celebration. Share your love of gardening with others. Teach people of all ages how planting a tree, growing a garden for pollinators, or raising your own food can make a difference. And keep the celebration going all year long. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Charles Darrow had a great new board game he sold to Parker Brothers, Monopoly. The only problem was, Charles didn't invent the game. Rather, it was a lady from Macomb, Illinois, who not only created it, but held a patent on it. So what happened when she went to Parker Brothers? The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. In 1903, Lizzie McGee of Macomb, Illinois, filed a patent on a board game called The Landlord's Game.
Incidentally, it's the plat of the board game itself and Monopoly itself is really, really similar to our downtown square. The jail used to be in the corner. Now, we don't know that Maggie based that on here, but the coincidence is interesting.
But as Jock Headblade explains, Maggie's Landlord's Game was discovered by a man named Charles Darrow, who saw a hand-created version of the game somewhere.
He discovered this board game, and he went in and dressed it up, based it on Atlantic City, and went and sold it to Parker Brothers. And he called it Monopoly. I don't even think the guy was stealing it from Lizzie. He didn't know any better. It was almost like, you know, there was this just game out there.
Lizzie saw Parker Brothers' new game of Monopoly, which was obviously inspired by her game.
Lizzie had patented it. A few people were able to do that, but she was able to patent that game and prove that she had invented it. So what Parker Brothers did was they struck a deal with her. They gave her $500 for the game, and then they allowed her to then release a couple of other games that nobody's heard of.
As you enter the town of Macomb, you'll see the signs honoring this lady as the inventor of one of the most popular board games ever created.
We're planning on trying to take our downtown square and actually maybe make it the world's largest Monopoly game. But we're working on different ways right now to kind of pay tribute to Elizabeth Maggie. And this is a strong woman that was so, so far ahead of her time and was doing things that women weren't supposed to do that men were doing from the encouragement of her father.
Look for this town to continue to honor Lizzie's piece of history, along with many other interesting stories that have originated here. Traveling the Countryside in Macomb, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a personal property and real estate auction for the family of Alan Stern Saturday, April 24th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 743 Cherokee Road, northwest of Marysville. Selling a 22-cubic-foot refrigerator, a mini-fridge, tools including a lathe, bandsaw, jigsaw, compound miter saw, radial arm saw, roller tool chest. Items selling at 11 a.m. include a John Deere X310 riding mower, 42-inch, 5x8-foot metal utility trailer, 45-gallon pool boom sprayer, Homelite 5600, 11.5-horse generator, plus several guns. Real estate sells at noon. This modern 3-bedroom, 1-bath home with partial basement and large addition is on rural water and sits on 3/4 acre tract. This personal property and real estate auction for the family of Alan Stern begins Saturday, 10 a.m., from Marysville, go north 8 miles on 77 to Valone Elm Corner, then 1.5 miles west. Olmsted and Sandstrom, real estate broker and auctioneers.
Billions of pounds of produce are going to waste while too many Americans are going hungry. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. One organization is mending that broken chain as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Caused agricultural and food access chaos. Last year, farmers were dumping milk, eggs, and produce into their fields due to breakdowns and cuts in the supply chain. At the same time, there were huge lines at local food banks. In response, these issues sparked a program called FarmLink to connect the farmers with the people who need the food. Aiden Riley is the co-founder of the project. He says they started by cold calling farms to see if they had any surplus food they could donate. He then went to the farms, picked up the food, and delivered it right to the local food banks. The idea took off, and FarmLink is now run completely by volunteers, mostly college students in 40 states.
We move between 500,000 and 1,000,000 pounds of food a week all over the United States. What we do is we pay the cost that the farmer needs to break even and pay his workers. We provide all the transportation and logistics to get that food to the food bank, and then we get a tax receipt to the farmers so that they can, you know, write off the value of their produce on their next tax cycle, basically.
They have a farm sourcing team on the phone calling farmers, but farmers can also reach out to them. He says they are always responsive to what's available.
The easiest way is through our website, farmlinkproject.org, or put my email in there, aiden@farmlinkproject.org. What we want to do is make it so that if you contact us, we'll take all the headaches off of your hands. We'll learn your basic info and what you need and what works best for you. And then from there, we'll do the rest. And we want to make sure that you're never paying to dump food that people could be eating.
Riley says they have plans to become a long-term and sustainable organization in the fight against food insecurity and food waste. Learn more about FarmLink at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Make your move and join a great team at the Wagon Wheel in Marysville. Immediate openings for cooks, servers, and dishwashers, both full and part-time, are available now. Offering competitive wages with consideration for experience and extras like paid vacation for full-time employees. Flexible hours based on your schedule, but evenings and weekends are required. This would make a great second job for extra cash or a full-time opportunity with real potential. Hiring immediately. Contact Lori Snellings or Lori Parks, the Wagon Wheel in Marysville. Now hiring for all positions.
As thou hast been thou. going fishing in the summer. There's something so peaceful about sitting in a boat, listening to the water crash against the shore. And you know, as rejuvenating as fishing can be, it can also be a bit frustrating, especially if the fish aren't biting. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, in some ways, going fishing can feel a little bit like putting together a budget and sticking to it. Oftentimes, people think a budget will change their financial picture immediately. But the truth of the matter is, budgets require a lot of different steps and a lot of commitment. And of course, it requires the ability to stick it out to see the benefits. And although budgeting takes dedication, you can be successful. And the best news is, you don't have to start big. In fact, you should start small. By creating small yet achievable goals, you'll gain the confidence you need to move forward with larger budgeting and saving goals. And a budget can help you stick to your plans.
When you think about investing, what comes to mind? Is it a portfolio that builds interest, or is it doing things that hold your interest? At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. And with the right guidance, it can afford you a life rich in meaning and gratitude. We're Lydia Heisterman and Morgan Reed, your local Thrivent team, and we're here to help. For purpose-driven financial solutions, call us in Washington at 370-6200. Licensed agent producer of Thrivent Financial, marketing name for Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Registered representative of Thrivent Investment Management, Inc., thrivent.com/disclosures.
Missouri livestock producers deal with vulture problems today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Keep pollinator safety in mind as you plant treated seed this spring. Here's Stephanie Darnell, Seed Treatment Stewardship Manager for BASF.
To help protect pollinators and wildlife as farmers take to the field, be sure to read and follow the label, observe the wind speeds and direction, and eliminate flowering plants in and next to the field prior to planting. Reach out to beekeepers in the area and work together to keep the bees and crops healthy.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure. The migratory pattern of the black vulture has spread into southern Missouri, and that's become a problem for cattle and sheep producers there. Kelly Smith of the Missouri Farm Bureau says these birds can be aggressive.
Most people have lost anywhere from 1 up to 5 baby calves if they have called in. Some of them maybe haven't lost anything, but the black vultures like to sit in dead trees in a pasture or where the cows are calving, and they'll even come and sit on the ground around the cow. That's how aggressive these birds can be. And they'll go right after that newborn calf. We can't get up and walk at all at that point. So that's the issue.
Smith says black vultures are protected by law, but farmers can get a permit to use controls. Under a pilot program, Missouri and some other states have gotten statewide permits from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Smith says Missouri farmers then contact him to get a sub-permit with no fee.
I've been contacted by some neighboring states that want information on how we went about doing this. And I think the Fish and Wildlife have seen the pilot program work and be successful. So I think they're going to be opening that pilot program up to more and more states.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News, soil temperature reports from Mid-America Ag Network. Well, there is a shortage of veterinarians across our country. Representative Ron Kind of Wisconsin recently introduced the Bipartisan Veterinary Medicine Loan Repayment Program Enhancement Act. The legislation will help address veterinarian shortages by lifting overly burdensome taxes on programs that encourage veterinarians to practice in rural communities. He says access to veterinarians in rural areas is critical.
My legislation, introduced on a bipartisan basis, will fill those gaps, create incentives to be able to recruit and retain good veterinary care in rural areas that are facing shortages right now. And this is crucial for production agriculture, the livestock industry, for families and the pests that they have in rural areas too. And this is one way through loan forgiveness and other grants to create those incentives to bring them into those hard-pressed areas and address the shortfall.
The bill was co-sponsored by Republican Representatives Adrian Smith of Nebraska and Dusty Johnson of South Dakota. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection. Order online 24/7 at AbileneMachine.com. And by Kansas Corn Growers Association. Check them out online at kscorn.com. Well, the cooler temperatures are having an impact on our soil temperatures, and tonight will be even worse. Currently in Kansas, low 40s in the northwest section of the state, mid to upper 40s in southwest Kansas, and we're looking at upper 40s and low 50s across the north central and south central Kansas. In Oklahoma, mostly mid 50s across most of the state, central, southern, and eastern sections, low 50s in the far northwest, and we're still a little chilly in the panhandle, upper 40s in the panhandle of Oklahoma. Again, with this cold snap that we'll see tonight and tomorrow, that will have an impact on our soil temperatures. Ag News, soil temperature report from Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Food and agriculture entrepreneurs can apply to the 2022 Farm Bureau Ag Innovation Challenge. Michael Clement shares how the challenge can help startup businesses reach success.
The American Farm Bureau Federation, in partnership with Farm Credit, has opened online applications for the 2022 Farm Bureau Ag Innovation Challenge. Farm Bureau Executive Director of Industry Relations, Sarah Brown, says the challenge has awarded more than $1 million over 8 years.
It's a really exciting milestone for us as we pass that this past year. We're excited that we've been able to expand the dollar amount we'll be awarding in startup funds. We are adding a formal runner-up prize, and so this year, collectively, we're going to be giving away $165,000 in startup funds across 10 of the finalist teams.
Brown says the challenge helps put food and ag startups on the map.
This is more than just a competition. They receive pitch training through Cornell University. There's a strong mentorship program as we work with the various rural business investment companies across the Farm Credit System and across our agribusiness sponsor companies. And we welcome folks to apply. We look for a wide range of business solutions and entrepreneurs.
You can apply for the challenge online.
You have until August 20th to submit your application, and then we'll be announcing the top 10 teams that are selected on October 5th. We highly encourage that you apply. We're looking for diversity and ideas and solutions across our businesses here in the U.S.
Learn more and apply at fb.org/challenge. Michael Clements, Washington.
And USDA announced more than $330 million in specialty crop block grants, incentivizing the purchase of fruits and vegetables, help to textile mills, and updates to the dairy donation program as part of the fiscal year 21 Consolidated Appropriations Act. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
As you plan your spring planting needs, consider your crop insurance needs. Any changes in your planting rotation or farming operation? Do you need to add a crop? Are your levels of crop insurance adequate? Contact Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency in Marysville today. Let her help you plan for the upcoming season.
Accidents can happen when employees are driving your farm vehicles. Here's what you should know about driver liability on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Major concern of farming and ranching operations is the liability of semi-trucks and equipment when they're involved in an accident. It's important that your farm and the individuals behind the wheel are protected. Jessica Grosskopf is an ag economist at the University of Nebraska. She says the first step in liability management is to have a process for hiring your employees.
And ensuring that you have that documentation, not only of their background check, but of their driving record. So those are really important things that from the get-go, we need to ensure that not only that we do, but that we keep documentation on file for.
She says insurance policies are the easiest way to reduce your liability.
So there's actually two types of insurance that we encourage you to have. The first is vehicle insurance to actually cover the vehicles and equipment themselves. The second is a personal umbrella liability policy. It goes above and beyond your vehicle insurance that then covers the operation. And you should work with your insurance agent to determine the amount of coverage that you need.
A commercial driver's license, or CDL, may or may not be necessary for those behind the wheel. Some states have adopted a federal act called MAP 21. These laws exempt vehicles with farm license plates from requiring the driver to have a CDL if they're being operated by a farmer, rancher, family member, or employee of the farm or ranch. They must also be transporting commodities, livestock, machinery, or supplies to or from a farm or ranch. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about driver liability on the farm at agriculture.com.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheat doing well. We're still trying to get the livestock complex and the cattle to turn around. May corn is up 6 1/4 at 591 3/4. July is up 6 1/4 at 580. Soybeans doing very well. May beans up 18 1/2, 1451 3/4. July beans up 16 1/2 at 1439. Soybean meal is doing well. May is up 580 at 408.10. July is up 550 at 411.90. On the other hand, bean oil struggling a bit. May soybean oil is down 7 points at 56.26. July is down 32 points at 53.92. So not a good day for soybean oil. Kansas City wheat is on the plus side, fairly solidly so. May KC wheat up 5 at 6.14 1/4. July is up 4 3/4 at 6.21. The other two wheat markets are doing well also. Cotton is having a strong day. May cotton is up 14 points at 83.85. July cotton is up 29 points at 85.32. Once again, live cattle and feeder cattle are having some issues. April live cattle down 57 at 127. June feeders down 57 also at 118.60. Each of the back months is lower. Feeder cattle are in the same boat. April feeders down $2 at 137.62. May down 175 at 141.97. So not a lot of positives working in cattle. Hogs, on the other hand, are doing very well. May hogs up 295 at 105.42. June hogs up 252 at 104.22. The back months are all up by around $2. So a pretty strong day for hogs so far today. And gold is off. April gold is down $6.30 at 1772.70 an ounce. We're seeing some plus signs with copper. Silver is on the downward trend. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at kndyradio.com.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 25 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling to two-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
KNDY.
Hey, this is Savannah Chestnut, and you're listening to my song, Prairie Fire.
Well, it was burning season, a hungry glow lit up the midnight sky. I was looking for change, passion and rage. It was time to come alive.
Nebraska Prairie Fire.
Legendary songs, classic memories. The only station in Northeast Kansas playing classic country. AM 1570 and FM 94.1, KNDY, Marysville.